Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we've got an incredible transmission lined up for you today. I've been up since 4 a.m. this morning. Just did a two-hour powerhouse interview with Andrew Tate. Excerpts coming up later in the next 4 hours, and we'll air the whole thing tomorrow on the August 24th Thursday edition. But Michael Young, the Special Forces operator, an incredible journalist, and his crew are going to have General Flynn. They're going to have Stephen Bannon. They're going to have Colonel McGregor. They're going to have it all, plus major breaking news on the biggest illegal alien camps you've ever seen that nobody's reported on just outside Houston, and more today. So I'll be here at the office. I'll be popping in live with breaking news. We're going to be hitting it all here today. This is going to be a massive, massive, massive broadcast, but I just included a two-hour interview for Budapest, Romania, with Andrew Tate. Most powerful interview with him ever. Like I said, excerpts coming up later today. Tomorrow we're going to premiere the big interview. But in the next 4 hours, coming back from break, they're going to be in here in the chair. They're about to come in right now. We're going to have Michael Young and the rest of his crew and a raft of incredible guests. Like I said, Steve Bannon, General Flynn, the list goes on and on. They were just over Houston with helicopters showing these giant camps they've set up. You're going to have all that footage. This is going to be an incredible broadcast. We always deliver by the grace of God. Thanks for your support. The crew is amazing. So everybody, start your engines. Share the links, Infowars.com/show. All this is free to air. None of this is copyright. All this is for you to share, repost, cut up, slice, dice, however you want. Just get it out. This is an information war. And when you get excited like you did last Friday and expose their plan to bring back the COVID lockdowns, which they then announced later in the weekend, it has created a firestorm. Still the top story 5 days, 6 days later in the country. It's got the globalists in full panic mode. We've got more on Maui, more on the Ukraine-Russia war, more on everything coming up today. But please remember, we can't do this without your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, which is really easy because we have game-changing products that will change your life. Vitamineral Fusion is almost sold out. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids you need, everything essential. So many problems are caused by deficiencies. It's in a flash sale. It's about to sell out. 40% off, and we sold out of X3 about a month ago. Got a limited, very small supply of the best full spectrum iodine out there that does stuff for your immune system, your body, your cells, your neurological systems. It's incredible. It is a limited supply, back in stock, 40% off. So X3, triiodine, and vitamin mineral fusion are back in stock exclusively, 40% off, part of this flash sale, double Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off on your next order, make a straight donation, InfoWarsStore.com. We're funded by the people. And you see InfoWars, by the grace of God, all glory to God. We are having a massive, massive effect right now. The public mind is awake. It's ready for the truth, and we're ready to deliver it. So thank you for keeping us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now with this flash sale that is only going to run through Friday maximum because we've got like 1,000 bottles of X2, X3, and a couple thousand canisters of the Vitamineral Fusion, and we've got to get the funds in. We're trying to expand the face of the globalist. So boost your body's natural defenses, your immune system, your stamina, your energy, your libido, everything. These are missing links the globalists are attacking us with. The bad halogens, iodine is the good halogen. It has all three types you need. X3, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. And so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new amazing coffee. We have so many other great products. The three different types of fluoride-free toothpaste. The turmeric formula, the whitening formula, the activated charcoal formula, Superfill Vitality, 60% off. That sells about 10%. InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now, and I thank you for your support. Plus, these are great products you need. You have nothing to lose but taking action. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with a special product.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
This is not about somebody wanting to put on pantyhose and have their sexual organs changed. It's about shocking our children. A lot of these groups are pedophiles, let's face it. They want to talk about sex with your kids. And in the name of tolerance, they're going to put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac, they're going to inject them with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses, and they're going to really screw them up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. Breaking through the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right. It's a great honor to be sitting in Alex Jones' seat here. We did the show last week. Ann Vandersteel and I were on Operation Burning Edge across the southern border of the United States and Mexico. Most of the people couldn't quite hack it and didn't make it very long. So here we are. And without further ado, actually, Stephen Bannon is on hold right now to come on. I don't want to take much of his time because he doesn't have much time, and he's got a lot of important things to say about what's happening to our republic and to President Trump. Steve, please take it.
First off, what I want to say is, if Alex had to, I know Alex is, I think, in court today, but if you had to pick two folks who are actually crazier and tougher than he is, Vandersteel, and do the authorities know this? They're going to call in like a drone strike. You guys have done such a great job, such a great job on Burning Edge. It's just been incredible. But, Jan, normally, I'm talking to you. You're either in Darien Gap coming down on a canoe with guys shooting blow darts at you, or you're in North Africa being shot at. So I'm not used to you sitting in an anchor chair, although I will tell you the anchor chair you're sitting in probably gets more incoming than you've even taken in all the combat situations you've been in the last, 20 years since you've been really the top combat correspondent out there in all the hot spots in the world. So I'm really honored to be on with you and Ann today.
Thanks, Steve. I really want to hear what's going on with President Trump right now, and you're the man that knows. Actually, when Ann and I were putting the list together of people to ask to come on, well, you're in the first slot.
That's it. So, Steve, I know you have a beat on the president, and what's going down right now is nothing short of complete criminal. Give us your assessment on the current situation on the ground for the president.
Well, I think you see, and here's what I love about Trump. And he went full Trump. He's in prime time. He's in prime time tomorrow. He's bigfooting the Keebler elves. And remember what's happening here, because you guys know this from the reporting you guys do in Ann's show that's up, and Michael, you, and of course all the InfoWars audience knows the difficulty that all of us have of getting out there, because of complete suppression, every second of the day, with Alex being obviously the person the most suppressed. But you've got this situation with the Murdochs. And you got this situation where they're absolutely thrown in because they're globalists. They throw in with the globalists. So they're trying to have this, what I call the Keebler Elves Convention tonight in Milwaukee, which is of no interest to the War Room posse, no interest to us, because it's just a diversion. At the same time, the administrative state, the deep state, is in every way coming after Trump. And they're coming after Trump not just with this, you know, the last of these indictments where he's got, I think, 91 indictments and 700 years in prison. They're trying to drop the 14th Amendment to take him off the ballot in California and other states. They're coming after him with all the media, you know, hits he's taken. So the whole thing is kind of converging. And you can see what's happening in Durban, South Africa today. And I know Michael's been covering that closely. Essentially, you're seeing the formation of a new world order that's against the Judeo-Christian West, because our elites have done that to us. And the last thing I want to leave you with, I mentioned today on the show, I think for only the third time in the history of this republic do we have an individual's fate and destiny is now inextricably linked with the fate and destiny of the nation. We had it with General Washington in the Revolution and the foundation of the country with the Constitution, the formation of really the American government in those years after the Revolution. You had it with Abraham Lincoln in the late 1850s, the convergence of this really American nationalism and the understanding that slavery had to be destroyed, root and branch, the convergence of that for the Civil War, and now with Donald Trump to really save this republic. If it's not Trump and the people in this Trump movement, right, the country will be something quite different than was bequeathed to us and to our generation. And so the stakes couldn't be higher. And that's why I think reporting like you guys do all the time and what Alex Jones provides in this show and the audience that supports it is now more important than ever.
Well, so we certainly agree, Steve. You know, when you look at what's happening down on the border, the face of the electorate is being forcibly changed by the regime in power, by the globalist agenda, and, of course, destruction of America, which is standing between the world, the New World Order, and tyranny, full tyranny. So, you know, understanding that the World Economic Forum is immigrating illegally all of these people from all over the world, how do you think that the next election is going to shape up? Will it be denigrated by the fact that we have people out there that will be voting that have no business voting in our country? Or will we actually even have an election period, understanding what they're trying to do to stop President Trump?
Great question. You know, I took a clip of what you guys are doing on Burning Edge, and I've sent it, a lot of it, pushed a lot of it out to people, because I think what you guys are doing is extraordinary, going through the whole border of the United States and showing these incredible footage. I actually showed to somebody that's quite well-informed. He's a former two-star Navy admiral, and it was shock. It was like the first time he'd ever seen this information. He had no idea that there's anywhere from 6 to 20 or 25 million illegal aliens in the country. In fact, quite frankly, at least 10 million that I think that upon President Trump's coming back to power in January 2025, we have to get ICE and we have to actually move those folks back to their home countries. And I think this has got to be a high priority of the Trump administration. But I think you're correct. I think that you've seen with just taking our asylum laws, which are really built about protecting the country, protecting citizens, but also protecting the people that were coming and making sure they had real opportunities. What's happening on the southern border is nothing short of an invasion. And don't take it from me. Just look at the footage. And don't take it from Ann or her commentary or Michael's commentary or observations. Just look. Just go to Burning Edge, which is, think about it. This is the summer of 2023. You know, we've been talking about this and fighting this now for 10 or 15 years. And I would submit to you that it's worse than it's ever been. Because now I think the economic interests of the globalists in our nation are also tied to continue this southern border. If you look at what you guys have exposed down around Houston, Texas, I think it's colonies in English, but colonias in Spanish, I think. But if you see that, and it's tied in with the real estate interest down there, with the home construction interest down there. So no, we're in a fix, and believe me, they're going to be trying to get as many of these folks on the voter rolls as they possibly can for 2024. So we have a crisis. That crisis is an invasion on our southern border, and you can't call anything but that. If you don't believe me, look at the footage you guys are just putting out on Operation Burning Edge every day.
Steve, this is straight up weaponized migration, just like you know, when I flew over to Lithuania before the war in Ukraine and was warning about that very specifically, numerous many times, that That was a weaponized migration, and that's a prelude to war. What we see here is we need mass deportations. But beyond that, we have children in giant warehouses, including the Walmart, former Walmart Supercenter in Brownsville, Texas. Ann was just there. We were there together. They've got approximately 1,500 boys in that one Walmart Supercenter right now. That's it coming on the screen right there. We just made that video, maybe 2 weeks ago, right? And they have other facilities for girls. These children are being transported at night. We're going to actually have other people talk about it later. But actually, I would rather hear you talk because we'll go into this later.
Well, I want the one thing, and I think that's so great when I heard you were going to do Burning Edge. Remember, your theory of the case is osmotic flow, but you've said, hey, this is a global problem. Look, I want to bring up a book that's very controversial and has certain racist elements to the book, so it's a difficult read. But the book that was written by this French guy back in the early 1970s called The Camp of the Saints really shows, I think, a lot of how the elites are dealing with it. And I realize the book is very controversial. If you get it, there are going to be big sections of the book that offend you a lot because it does have...
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Asylum system that came across on Joe Biden's watch has to be deported back across the border or to their country of origin. It's got to happen. And it has to happen starting in the afternoon of January 20th of 2025, the first day that President Trump takes office back again. And I don't think we can look the other way. I don't think I hear a lot of people now hedging what should be criminals and should be. No, everyone that gamed the asylum system, that means everyone, has to be returned, has to go back to their country origin. If they want to come in legally, get in line to do it. If they want to apply legitimately for asylum, which remember, as a baseline, there are no economic asylum seekers. Just economic benefit, a better life, as much as that's heartwarming and emotionally we are quite connected to that, it is not part of the asylum system, and we can't let it be like that. Otherwise, you'll have 5 billion people here. We just can't. You can't support it. So it's going to have to be many, many tough calls. And I think Tom Homan's right. And I think it's something, I believe it's something we should get into the national conversation sooner rather than later, because I think it's one of these ones that 2/3 at least of the American people support that.
Yeah, right now, Steve, by the way, Panama is being destabilized. Part of this route through Colombia and through the Darien Gap, right now, as of the last 24, 48 hours, there's about 3 times more than we've ever seen before, 2.5 times, right? It's unbelievable. I'm asking people to go look at the Nicaraguan Costa Rican border now and the Costa Rican Panama border to figure out what the situation is there. I'm unclear if Costa Rica or Nicaragua is blocking the flow north right now. There is some blockage, but that puts Panama in a very particular bind when the flows through Colombia are so heavy right now. And there's definitely some blockage at the Costa Rica-Panama border. But you can see geographically how Nicaragua can play a strong hand in actually destabilizing Panama just by not allowing any of the migrants to go through, or let's say aliens to go through on controlled flow. This is a massive situation.
No, I think it's going to get worse. And here's why it's going to get worse. The cartels are not, people have to understand, probably the most rational actors in this entire drama are the illegal aliens or migrants and the cartels and government officials down there that are pushing them up. They understand. They can read polling very well. They keep on the news. As you've reported, Michael, they're very sophisticated on social media. They understand that we're making this a massive issue in this campaign. And the American people, you've seen all what we forced Abbott to do down in Texas. That's because of the Alex Jones Show, your guys reporting War Room, and many other podcasts and shows. That they're even Abbott's even forced at the tip of a bayonet to step up and do it. They realize that the sheriff's going to arrive here, the cavalry's going to arrive, and the border's going to be shut down. That's why the next year, I think the next year, you're going to see levels of this and dangers around this and the trafficking of children like this like you've never seen before. I think it's going to ramp up for the simple reason they understand they're going to have 12 months or 14 months to get into the United States. Understanding, they're going to call our bluff. They're going to say, they go, hey, we'll get into the U.S. and we'll see how big Tom Homan and Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, and VanderSteel and Michael Yon are about mass deportations. We'll take the bet on that, but we got to get into the country first. I think you're going to see levels that people felt have been incomprehensible before.
Yeah, I completely agree. This is not going to be a pretty situation, Steve. It's going to be really difficult for the American public to digest what you just said in real time watching this happen. But you're right. It actually has to happen because, as you talked about earlier, Michael and I several weeks ago flew over this colonia in Houston, Texas. It's been in progress now for for years. This isn't a new development, but it's just now really starting to grow very, very quickly. They've built three state-of-the-art schools there, which are really nothing more than indoctrination centers for these illegals that are coming to live there. Up to 200,000 of them will be able to live there in what I would consider slumlord conditions, with MS-13 gang signs spray painted on the sides of these trailers. Of course, some of the drug lords and the kingpins have beautiful homes in there, but that is few and far between. So understanding we have that, we actually took up some members of Congress over the weekend to see the Colonias. And, you know, it was quite interesting, their responses. We also brought Sheriff Capers from San Jacinto County, who really, you know, took a very strong line, Steve, to discuss how he would sort of step in there and start to figure out who's who in that zoo so they could start to arrest the people that really need to be extricated from that development. Are you, you know, would you be surprised if members of Congress just really don't seem to show interest in wanting to change and fix what's being a cancer growing inside of Northeast Houston?
Doesn't shock me at all. I think because their donors want them to look the other way, so it doesn't shock me at all. I tell you what, for all the things you just said about the American people, heads are going to blow up. The single biggest thing that's going to blow up, Ann, is when you get into those warehouses and are able to interview the children. Wait till you get to interview the children and the American people can hear firsthand what their money is going to pay for. When the American people understand that, hey, we're paying for this, that's when you're going to get congressmen tossed out. That's when you're going to get change. That's when you're going to get real change. No, it doesn't shock me at all. The whole system looks the other way. Like I said, I had a two-star Navy Admiral, sophisticated guy. A lot of this was new to him because the mainstream media refuses. I mean, how many reporters are you rubbing up against when you're down there on the burning edge? Nobody. It's you guys, right? The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about this. They're forced to every now and again, but they don't want to talk about it. You wait till you get into those warehouses and start interviewing those kids and the camera and a microphone and let them tell you how they got here, who brought them here, what they've been used for. Let the American people see that. And that's when you're going to have revolutionary change. That's when people are going to go, we can't do this anymore, because that I'm going to be held accountable for that on Judgment Day because I knew about it, right? And I didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, 100%. Michael and I spoke with several of the whistleblowers, Carlos Arellano, as well as Tara Rodas, and they'll tell you that these children inside these warehouses, Steve, will tell you that, you know, they want to go home. They didn't think they were, you know, they thought they were coming here for PlayStations and a better life. Instead, they're living from warehouse to warehouse. And sadly, some of these kids, when they get shipped around, get peeled off from going to another warehouse, and they're put in private automobiles and taken and delivered into neighborhoods that look just like where you or I might live, and come to find out the house in which they're being delivered is not a house of somebody who is welcoming them with open arms. No, it's another child for them to pimp out, be trafficked while they have two or three or four other children in the same house. And of course, they're never doing this from 9 to 5. They're doing this at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning under the cover of darkness, telling the chaperones from these organizations like Southwest Key Programs, like SLS, like MVM. These are all organizations that are trafficking these children. They're telling them, we're doing this under the cover of darkness because we don't want the kids to be affected by this, meaning, you know, we have to protect the children. No, they're protecting what they're doing from the public, from the voting public. And the worst part, Steve, is a lot of these homes are being occupied by illegal aliens that make these black sites, i.e., the state government, i.e. in Florida, which is a big recipient, New York, Texas. None of these governors have to actually say that they know this is going on, when in fact they know this is going on.
A disgrace. It's a disgrace. And we've got to stop it. They're not going to do it. So it's you guys, it's Alex Jones, it's this audience. The audience is going to put an end to it. But it's tough, but we're going to have to do it. It's going to be hard, but it's got to be done. You can't look away. You've got to get it done.
Steve, we got 45 seconds left, and I think it should go to you.
I don't think Alex could have picked two better guys to, although I will tell you, Michael, Ann's a little easier on the eyes, a little more telegenic.
That's true.
I take a lot of incoming, Steve. The drone is hovering right now. Don't worry, I might not be here much longer.
You guys are going to have a great, Alex couldn't have picked better, and we can't wait to get Alex back, but fair winds and following seas today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, we'll be back with the next segment. We've got Chris Martinson on deck with Peak Prosperity.
Awesome.
Looking forward to it.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
My first book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I gave you a full analysis of the global elite's international conspiracy to enslave humanity and all life on the planet. The Great Reset is a planned attempt to redistribute all the world's wealth and power into the hands of banks, corporations, billionaires, and the World Economic Forum. The only way this corporate fascist conspiracy can succeed is if the people of the world are not aware of it. For years, we've been laying out their sinister blueprint on InfoWars. What we are witnessing is nothing less than the failed plans of social Darwinists to capture free market capitalism and turn it toward their fascist aims of controlling and depopulating the globe. Because of the tremendous success of the first book, which received tens of thousands of orders before it was even released, we're releasing a second book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The people the globalists fear the most are the members of their own systems of control who wake up and then decide to act against the machine. The globalists believe they've planned for every possible contingency. They hadn't counted on the conscience and love of truth, which lives in the souls of good people. Order The Great Awakening now to support InfoWars and defeat the globalists.
The only show that dares to speak the truth. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Awesome. It is a huge honor to be sitting in the lightning seat for Alex Jones today at InfoWars.com. I'm with Ann Vandersteel, and we're on Operation Burning Edge, and we have an incredible guest. Dr. Chris Martinson. I've been watching Chris now for at least 3 years, since the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was looking for serious sources of information, first of all, that knew what they were talking about, which is one thing, and then having the guts to say it, which is the hard thing, right? And so Dr. Martinson had both. So that's when I started watching his show constantly, every single update, and I'm still watching it very closely. He's more than just a pandemic analyst, but he was very accurate on that, and the things that he occasionally got wrong, he quickly corrected himself publicly, and that just built more trust. Anyway, I don't want to say any more because I think Dr. Martinson has more important things to say. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Michael. Good to be here with you and Ann. So, such a pleasure.
Absolutely. Good to see you, Dr. Martinson. Again, I've told you, my husband and I watched you religiously in the early days of the pandemic because you really did have the best information out there. You were just solid every single night. It was sort of our evening ritual. You know, you've got a book out, The Crash Course. It's very popular, but you've distilled it down into economy, energy, and environment. Taking a look at the horizon right now with all the conditions brewing, the news breaking that they're going to be masking people. Alex broke it here on the show on Friday. We were actually here in the studio, TSA sources, federal government sources, they're going to be bringing back the mask mandates. Dr. Stella Manuel and others already hearkening. COVID's back. Look at the tea leaves. Where do you see this going over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, let's break it down. First, I don't see COVID itself doing much at this point in time, particularly for healthy people. It's a cold. This is the nuance that was always lacking from the whole thing. It's like everybody has to get vaccinated. Everybody must mask. Everybody must lock down. That's nonsense because, of course, this is a risk-adjusted disease that obviously hits older people and people who are sicker more than people who aren't. Those two things. Okay, that's part one. But part two is, are they going to try and implement more controls? Obviously, that was clearly a thing that they loved doing. They liked the control of saying Target can stay open, but this mom-and-pop restaurant has to close. And I think we're going to see a resurgence of that prediction time. I don't know a lot of people that are going to go along with it, or many, many, many more people are not going to play along this time around.
So what does that mean in terms of the next phase for these people? We know they're demons. We know that this is, you know, they have an agenda, Chris. They're marching forward very, very, very strongly right now, and they seem to be unafraid. They seem that they can do this without impunity. So if they know that we are going to be like, ha, you did this to us once, shame on you, shame on us if you try it again and we go along, what is their next mode of operation then?
Well, this is there's a battle undergoing. We're in the middle of a war. It's a fifth generation war. It's about perception. It's about controlling our cognitive space. And, you know, I have the same experience as other people. If I spend too much time on Twitter or on Facebook or somewhere else, I come away kind of depressed, demoralized. And I believe there are programs running out there to make people feel divided, distracted, alone, isolated. My work at Peak Prosperity, also working with the FLCCC and the great inspired people there who are bringing medical freedom back to the world. And is that we notice something really important happening. There is already a movement underway. I'm sure many of the listeners at InfoWars are part of this movement. The war is being fought on the information side of things. We know that we have successes, right? Oh, look at the number one song right now, Richmond, North of Richmond. Look at what happened to Disney's earnings. See what happened to Bud Light sales. Notice all of these things, and you find out that there is actually a majority of people or a very sizable group of people who are not going along with these plans, and that's good news. And I just want to reflect that and make sure that we're keeping our eye on the ball, that there's a lot to be positive about now. The Great Awakening has happened, and the more that Great Awakening is playing out in real time, Bud Light sales, we're going to see them, they in this story, get more and more desperate. That's how I see the mask mandates that they're talking about now. It's just pure desperation.
You know, they're trying to crush us psychologically. You talk about that all the time. You go into detail about that hour after hour at times. It's very important. You know, many people ask me why I don't seem to have any PTSD, and I don't, from so much combat that I did in various wars, years of wars. And I don't do any drugs. I don't drink alcohol. I drink maybe too much coffee. But I think it's because when I would take breaks in the wars, I would go for very long walks. I walked up to Mount Everest. I walked, you know, sorry about that. I'd walk all over the place, right? And just walking and getting in the sunshine, like you're out working in the garden all the time. And there's something about that that's just a natural medicine. Walking in the sunshine and walking alone and being quiet and thinking is medicine.
Well, it is. And thank you for bringing that up. And I think another thing we can add to that, of course, is being around other people who are not insane, who are capable of critical thinking, who can see the world clearly. Because there's this old skit by Richard Pryor, right, where he's in bed with another woman and his wife walks in and he works hard to convince his wife that she's not seeing what she's seeing. And she keeps going back to it. Eventually he says, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Right. I invite everybody, just believe your lying eyes. They're trying to sell us a bill of goods. And, you know, to the extent you can resist that, you will have more mental health in this whole story. So that's the invitation. Just believe what you're seeing for yourself. And the other part of this is, Michael and Ann, we're in the middle of a psychological warfare. People who managed to resist this the first time around underwent the most intensive program of military-grade psychological operations that's ever been unleashed on the Western world. So that's what we just went through. There's more of it ongoing. The good news, people can see it for what it is now, but it's very powerful, and we have to recognize that.
You know, one more thing. God gave us sunshine. Go out and walk in it. It is the ultimate medicine.
Yeah, and the psychological aspect of this cannot be ignored, Chris, because, you know, they are going to use that same playbook again. So what do you recommend, other than the obvious of what we're just talking about here, be at peace with yourself in the sunshine, but prophylaxis? There's doctors like Dr. Zelenko who are very much, you know, pro-hydroxychloroquine, pro-ivermectin, pro-zinc. There's supplements God put on this planet, like quercetin, to be, you know, paired with zinc that do wonderful things for your immune system. What are you out, you know, sort of evangelizing right now as we roll into phase two of their operation, you know, destroy America, destroy humanity?
And this is such a great point. I'm working very hard both on the board of the FLCCC, which includes doctors, you know, Pierre Corey and Paul Merrick and all that. And there's a movement afoot right now away from a sick care system that feeds us bad food, put people on ventilators, gave us remdesivir, all of this stuff. I know people, myself included, who are now afraid to go to the hospital, and that's a bad thing. We've lost our trust, maybe rightly so, in a system, but now what? Where do we go? And that's where there's a whole movement starting, and if the FLCCC people can find that, and other doctors who are part of direct primary care networks who now go by the data, go by the evidence, not what these ridiculous edicts are, and this movement is very positive. We're going to get our health back. We're going to take our country back.
You got it. Chris Martinson is with us right now with Peak Prosperity. Chris, stick around. Come back after break. We want you on for a couple more minutes. Can you?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And now for the full story, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it is such a huge honor to be sitting in the lightning seat for Alex Jones today. He's got a lot of work to do, and so we have the great honor, Ann Vandersteel and I, of hosting the show today, all 4 hours. And now we have on Dr. Chris Martinson from Peak Prosperity, but also want to mention MadMaxWorld.tv is important to tune into, and Infowars.com. And right now, Dr. Martinson, who turned out to be very accurate on the pandemic, how that unfolded and the various aspects on lockdowns, amazingly accurate. He was batting up there with Babe Ruth. And so a few strikeouts, but mostly home runs. And so now we want to ask him what it means when the when these millions of aliens are coming into the United States bringing dengue, malaria, tuberculosis, which is a big deal. Dr. Martinson.
Well, this is a huge concern, of course. If you look back at disease as a, you know, in human history, U.S. history, they were the number one thing that actually harmed people and killed people. So that's something we have to be very concerned about, because we had a lot of things that were no longer really endemic or part of our culture anymore. And now they seem to be coming back in. Since Joe Biden took office, the number I read, 7 million people have come across the border illegally. And so some of them obviously are coming from places that are carrying these diseases. So we're starting to see an uptick in these diseases. People have probably read about tuberculosis showing up again, a variety of these other diseases. And my concern would be that, you know, these things somehow become endemic again and just get reintroduced. And that would not be good.
No, it really wouldn't be good, Chris. And, you know, there's just so much concern we're hearing from other doctors, specifically Dr. Michael Vickers, a veterinarian that we spoke with. He was with Texas Agriculture Commission for a long time. He's sort of Texas's top doc in terms of veterinary practices. And he's talking about the zoonotic nature of, say, tuberculosis, which has now gone multi-drug resistant. And not only is it impacting humans, it's impacting, you know, even Border Patrol agents. Children are getting sick in the schools from the migrant children that are being put in the classrooms. But it's jumping to the cattle. And so Texas right now is actually at risk of losing their TB tuberculosis-free status because they're slaughtering cattle by the tens of thousands here in Texas. And as these migrants are shipped to other parts of the country, we're also seeing them infect the dairy cattle as well. So from an MDMR-TB, you know, problem we see here, what should people be doing to fortify their immune system against all these diseases that are coming in with the migrant population?
Well, and that's a great question. And the hint was in what Michael said, which is there's a salutary benefit of being out in the sun. A lot of things we get from the sun. Infrared radiation is awesome for our mitochondria, but more importantly, we get vitamin D. And this is actually one of the biggest untalked about things that's going on in this country. We know now from COVID that if people had blood serum levels that were over 50 nanomoles per milliliter, that they almost never showed up in the ICU and weren't part of the death statistics. So we knew this. We knew this early on. This was one of the early tells where I knew that we had a corrupt, very, very off the track, off the rails NIH, NIAID. Fauci never got on his bully pulpit and said, people should be taking vitamin D. We never had a national program to fortify the milk or some other broadly consumed items with vitamin D. We never told people or shipped them even vitamin D, which would be a very easy remedy. And the reason for that, unfortunately, is because if people have adequate levels of vitamin D, not just COVID, but almost every communicable disease, they have a better outcome for, if not complete resistance to, it seems, right? Or a very high resistance level to it. So that would be an easy fix that we don't do that. Why don't we do that? Well, sadly, it's probably because too many pharma CFO spreadsheets would get blown up and the profits would go down because vitamin D healthy people don't need a lot of other things. And so that would be one thing people could do. We spend more time inside. You know, I'm of an age where I remember that in my neighborhood, it was all kids outside all the time. Now you can drive through neighborhoods. It looks like a neutron bomb went off. There's nobody outside. You know, where are the people? So people should, yes, get outside, get the natural vitamin D, you know, take supplements to the extent you need to, talk to your doctor about that, you know, to make sure you got the right levels. It's a very easy test, a blood test, to find out where your levels are. I think that one thing, if we did that, we would have so much better health outcomes in this country where we have a metabolic health crisis ongoing right now. It is bad, and I think a lot of that is addressable just with that one simple thing. And the fact that our health authorities aren't talking about it is a tell in this story. I mean, a tell as in you're sitting at the poker table and somebody's got a tell.
Yeah. You know, we're starting to also hear, in addition to the fact they're hinting that masks are coming back and they're talking about it in the school system, they've now just recently in Michigan, of all places, a judge actually ruled against the manufacturing of remdesivir and any hospitals that are using it, saying if you've been harmed or killed, you actually have a case now. So, of course, what we're now learning in the pipeline is they have another drug, which is sort of a remdesivir-like drug. This one creates mass inflammation. To what do you say to those people who are being told, oh, you're fine, go home, but if you get sick, go back to the hospital, because now we know they've got remdesivir 2 stacked in the waiting rings?
These are all such terrible ideas. So one of the charts that Pierre Corey put together just showed, hey, here's 40 things that we can do for early treatment to help people. And the only ones that were recommended by the NIH COVID treatment guidelines that most hospitals use and adhere to were ones that were on patent. They were hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars to administer. And of course, they didn't have data that they stacked up nearly as well. That's the system we have. If you go to the hospital or you're, or I'll call it an asleep doctor, you're going to get somebody who's going to tell you that old saw, like, go home, drink some fluids, come back if your lips turn blue. That was horrible advice. You know, for the only way I could get past Twitter censors for a long time was my name on Twitter. My handle was Chris Early Treatment Martinson. I couldn't talk about early treatment for a while because that got me banned all over the place. But early treatments, we have them. We know they work. There's a variety of off-patent medications, things we can do to boost our immune system. I mentioned vitamin D. But obviously, the Zelenko protocol, you want zinc in there as well. You know, there's all sorts of things like elderberries and Nigella sativa and other things that provide these phytochromes that are very good for our health. There's a lot of things we can do to improve our immune system. And when your immune system is happy and tuned, it fights off all kinds of things. So anybody who hears, go home, come back if you get much sicker, without some early treatment options being put in, with cheap over-the-counter things we can do, is getting bad advice from their doctor. I highly recommend you go find a different healthcare provider because you're not getting good advice. But that's the system we have. And again, millions of people are waking up to this. It's a terrible system. It never should have been this way. But now that we're out there working to fix it.
It's funny. You've mentioned elderberries for years now. My grandmother, my grandfather, they both used to talk about that all the time. And they lived pretty healthy and long. So, I mean, you know, they knew those old ways, and those are the things you often talk about. For instance, Nigella sativa. What benefits does that actually have?
Well, it has a whole range of effects. This is one of the things. It's like talking about ivermectin. Like, it doesn't just do one thing. Our medical system, medicines, they're targeted to do one thing, right? But in fact, they have many different effects. So with Nigella sativa and ivermectin and other things like that, sure, it targets viral replication, seems to limit that, but it also tunes up your immune system and depresses certain things that need to be depressed in your immune system because sometimes it overdoes it and tunes up the things that really you want on fire. And so it's astonishing. We look at ivermectin or Nigella sativa, we start to see many other things that are popping out. For instance, ivermectin in cancer. Right. There's a very strong set of relationships. It does something there, too. I don't want to say it's, you know, the one stop silver bullet miracle drug, but gosh, it does a lot of things. But of course, that's what real health is. It's a very complex, multifactorial thing where we don't even know sometimes all of these things that are happening and what they're doing. But again, ivermectin comes from a natural substance found out in nature. Nigella sativa is a crushed up seed from the Nigella plant. It does a lot of different things. Elderberries. They do a lot of things, and I swear by elderberries. You know, I make elderberry syrup myself. You can buy it. I'm agnostic where you get it from. But when I get that first scratch in the throat, I just start taking it. And I still get sick, but it's like it lasts half as long, and it's maybe half as bad, so it's 25% of the experience. It works great.
That's exactly what you said 3 years ago. As soon as you get that scratch, I remember you saying that. And I sent it to some of my friends, actually. And then when I started getting a little sick one time, I took it, and I think it, you know, I tested positive for COVID, whatever that means. But I wasn't sick very long. And I never even missed 1 minute of work. But I went straight for the elderberries. I had them stocked up.
Yeah, natural solutions
yep,
are where
really
it's at.
Was.
Chris, you have been such a proponent for that. We appreciate all the work that you've done over at peakprosperity.com. And, of course, check out your book on Crash Course on, you know, energy and economies and, of course, our environment. It's critical that we understand how these are all synchronized together. Chris Martinson with PeakProsperity.com. Thank you so much. When we come back after break, we have General Flynn on deck.
Thanks, Chris. It's been a great honor for you to come on.
Same for me. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Ann.
That's awesome.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.